Saint Francis of Assisi, the deacon, the saint, that perhaps is the most honored person among all religions, was once faced with his own sins. And he told his brothers, his friars, "I am a great sinner." But they said, "But you're a decent human being. Sure, you do things wrong every once in a while through weakness. But why do you call yourself a great sinner?" "Because I have been given more opportunities than others, more graces from God, and I have squandered them." It is very easy in this world to find evil people and to compare yourself to them. Thank God I'm not like those people. I don't want to point at anybody specifically. Thank God I'm not a loser. I can't believe those crazy people did this, said that, lived like that. Oh my God. Shelley, when she wrote Frankenstein, deliberately made the monster out of human parts because we like our monsters, because we think they are different from us, but they are exactly like us. And sometimes they didn't have the same opportunities we had. They didn't have the same parents. They didn't have the same schooling. They didn't have the same economic abilities. And they went down the wrong path. Yes, they are responsible for their choices. But the saints always compared themselves to God and what was given to them. It is no comfort to look at your brother or sister that has fallen and for you to say, "Thank God I'm not like that." We should look at ourselves and say, "But why am I not better? Why have I not saved somebody? Who did I save this year? What words of wisdom have I given? And if I have, thank God for the grace that He gave me." The saints always realized that our life is a cooperation with God's grace. And they didn't steal the glory from God. They never said, "Oh, it's me that did it. I did it. I built it. I did it." The saints always realized God gave me the strength. God gave me the ability. God gave me the ideas. I agreed. I cooperated with Him. And so today, ask yourselves, from the youngest to the oldest, how many good ideas will you receive from God today and this week that you will act upon? Make it a resolution that do not squander the opportunities that come often from a simple idea. Why don't I tell Mom I can help her? Why don't I tell Dad? Why don't I tell my husband or my wife, my friends, "Do you need any help today?" Those are the gifts that God gives us that remind us we can become better. Do not be satisfied with measuring yourself against the worst of humanity, but against the best that God will give you today and this week.